Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is Big Scary News for episode 205. And we're going to start off with this update from the Midwest Haunters Convention coming to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We know this past year and a half has been tough for everyone, and it was such a joy to see everyone at Transworld in St. Louis this year. If you were in attendance, thank you again for all your support and love. And with summer ahead of us and Transworld behind us, it's time to focus all of our time and energy on the Midwest Haunters Convention, and we couldn't be more excited. Dollar for dollar, we strive to make Midwest Haunters Convention one of the most affordable shows for exhibitors and buyers to attend. With a lower cost of attending and focused buyers, MHC is also one of the most profitable shows for many of our returning exhibitors and vendors. And we would love to have you as an exhibitor for the 2021 Midwest Haunters Convention in Milwaukee. So don't wait. Reserve your booth today. Please contact Jen at haashow.com or Rich at haashow.com if you have any questions, and get more info about the show at MidwestHauntersConvention.com. We have this update to Days of the Dead coming to Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor, writer, and musician Corey Taylor to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening July 16th through the 18th at the Marriott Center, Indianapolis. Taylor co-founded Stone Sour with drummer Joel Ekman in 1992, playing in the Des Moines, Iowa area and working on a demo. He joined Slipknot in 1997 to replace their original vocalist and has subsequently released six studio albums with them. After the first two Slipknot albums went platinum, Taylor revived Stone Sour to record an album and tour in 2002. He has worked with several bands, including Junk Beer Kidnap Band, Korn, Disturbed, Apocalyptica, Code Orange, Anthrax, Steel Panther, Falling in Reverse, and Soulfly. For more information about Days of the Dead and tickets, visit daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Wilmington Haunted Hollow Ride in Wilmington, Ohio. We are excited to announce that we will be opening for the 2021 fall haunt season. With that being said, we will be hiring for many positions, which include scare actors, bus drivers, bus security, ticket takers, ticket sales, bus loaders, parking lot attendants, and more. If you're interested in joining one of the top haunted attractions in Ohio, our hiring dates are set for Saturday, July 10th, Sunday, July 25th, Sunday, August 8th, and Sunday, August 22nd. All times will be from 1 to 4 p.m., and all interested parties will be required to submit an application and complete an interview with the Hollow staff. You must be 16 to apply. Parent or guardian must sign paperwork for all minors. If you have any questions, please feel free to message us, and we'll answer as quick as we can. Get more information at WilmingtonHauntedHollowRide.com. We have this news from the Evidence of Evil Haunted Attraction in Middlefield, Connecticut. Your nightmares become reality. An all-new attraction is waiting for us. Visit us every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in October at Lyman Orchards in Middlefield, Connecticut. Be sure to keep an eye on our website for updates. We cannot wait to see you all again and hear your screams. And a portion of our proceeds will be donated to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Also, are you looking to scare for a good cause? Maybe you don't want to scare and want to work behind the scenes? We want to hear from you. Visit our website, evidenceofevil.net, or email us at talent@evidenceofevil.net, and let's talk. Keep up with their updates at that website or their Facebook page, facebook.com/evidenceofevil LLC. We have some more haunt news. This update from the Screamville Haunted Attraction in Knoxville, Tennessee. The haunt build for the 2021 season is currently underway. Screamville is growing this year to be bigger and more terrifying than ever. Since we're growing, we'll have more spots available this year for actors. Absolutely zero experience is needed, but you must be 16. We will train you and supply everything you need. It's never too early to join the Screamville team. We have parties, group outings, and much more throughout the year. If you'd be interested in joining our awesome team, shoot us a message today and become a Screamville Haunter. Send messages to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Screamville Cursed Acres. We have this hiring news from the Gray Matter Haunted Attraction in Canal, Winchester, Ohio. Attention everyone, we are looking for your inner monster. If you're looking to have some fun scaring people and want to do something good for your community, we are actively looking for volunteers that are 16 years old and above and have transportation. Join us as we gear up to be one of Ohio's newest nonprofit haunted attractions. We'll be providing all aspects of haunt acting, makeup, and character development training. We're located in Canal, Winchester, just outside Columbus. If interested, contact us at Gray Matter Actors, that's Gray with a G-R-E-Y, graymatteractors@gmail.com. We have a little more convention news. This update from the Idaho Halloween and Horror Convention coming to Boise, Idaho. We have a new speaker announcement, Sean Morse. Sean has been haunting since 2004 and is the makeup director at Stalker Farms Haunted Attractions in the Seattle area. Sean presents makeup safety seminars and special effects makeup classes at national haunt conventions and co-authored Guidelines for Makeup Hygiene and Safety at Attractions through the Haunt Industry or the Haunted Attraction Association to help attractions reopen while ensuring the safety of the makeup team and talent last year. Want to teach a class? Submit your class ideas soon because class time slots are filling up fast. Get more information about this first-year convention at IdahoHorrorCon.com. We have some news from the Nightmare at 3008 Haunted Attraction in Fultondale, Alabama. Are you interested in working in a haunted house? Now is your chance. Stop by one of our cast call dates to learn more about being a cast member at Nightmare. Monday, June 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. or Monday, June 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. We're located at 1731 Decatur Highway in Fultondale. Get more information at our website, nightmare@3008.com. We have this news from the Extreme Fear Scaregrounds in Kinston, North Carolina. Syndicate Haunted House Group and Extreme Fear Scaregrounds will call Kinston, North Carolina home at the Lenoir County Fairgrounds. What a perfect fit. Haunted house in the fair? A brand new haunt means lots of job openings, and we're looking for scare actors, ticket booth, security, makeup artist, merchandise sales team, and more. If you're interested, we have numerous dates available. If you'd like to join our team, message us and let's set up a time. No experience necessary. Please have reliable transportation, a positive attitude, and weekends in September and October are a must. Have fun and get paid. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Extreme Fear Kinston. We have this update from the Midsummer Scream Film Festival coming to Santa Ana, California. Just announced. Though Midsummer Scream isn't happening this year, you can still join us for the Midsummer Scream Screaming Room Film Festival presented by Horror Buzz on July 10th and 11th at the Frida Cinema in Santa Ana. Check out dozens of the best scary and spooky films submitted our way since even before the pandemic began. Weekend passes are available now, and additional single screening tickets are coming soon. Link for more in our bio. Get for more information at midsummerscream.org/screaming-room-2021. And finally, we have this sad news from the Oddity and Curiosities Expo in Buffalo, New York. Hi, everyone. We are sad to make this announcement. We spoke with the Buffalo Convention Center, and they advised us that they will not be able to reopen for events until October 2021. This unfortunately means our show, scheduled for August 21st, will need to be postponed again. We have been able to fully confirm our 2022 date, and it's the same weekend, Saturday, August 20th, 2022. We really can't express how bummed we are about this, but it's out of our hands. We will be updating the events page to reflect the 2022 date. By the time we finally get to Buffalo, it will be over 2 years in the making, so to say we are excited is an understatement. We look forward to bringing the Oddities and Curiosities Expo to Buffalo for the very first time. We'll just all have to wait another year. So we're sorry, everyone. We hate it. In the meantime, we'll post confirmed vendor websites for you to shop online and look for that coming soon. Thank you for your ongoing patience, understanding, and support. We truly appreciate it. Keep up with all updates at oddities and curiosities expo.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are here live with the Big Scary Show at Transworld in St. Louis. And one of our favorite guys that we always like to talk to, get him on the show every now and then, is, of course, Ed Edmonds of Distortion. How you doing, man?
I am fantastic.
Excellent. There's this new thing that you have. Of course, you always got new props every year, and everybody's going crazy over them. But over here in this side of your display, you've got this thing featuring, of all things, Alice Cooper. It's called the Almost Cooper, and we've got Bobby Jensen here, who is very, very much made up like Alice Cooper. He's got a 16, well, let's just say a big live snake around his neck here. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Now, Ed, you made some of these costumes and props and things for this show or for Alice or for both. How did this all work out?
Well, we communicate with Alice and Bobby Jensen. We met him, I guess, in Greeley. You can't come out, and you were doing a show with the original Hairball Band.
Yeah.
And so we got to know him, and then Bobby wanted to break off and just do Alice Cooper, And so he ended up all through the years becoming great friends with Alice and his wife. And so Bobby wanted to get these props, and we were like, well, Bobby, I'd have to get permission from Alice because these were made for Alice Cooper. And Bobby said, sure. And so Alice gave us the okay, and so we made them, and he's got exact replicas that he uses in the show.
Wow. It's fascinating because, you know, he's such an icon in the industry, you know, one of the first quote-unquote shock rockers out there. And how did you get started being not an impersonator, but not necessarily a tribute guy, but how did you get involved in, you know, basically becoming an Alice Cooper show?
The Alice Cooper show happened by accident, and I was the last guy to join my band. And it's my band. So the funny thing is, like Ed mentioned, I was in a group called Hairball, and we toured the country, actually the world, doing a show with all kinds of impersonations going on in one night. So you saw Kiss, Ozzy, Alice Cooper, AC/DC, Bret Michaels.
Primarily the 80s hair metal type
stuff.
Yeah,
all that and the 70s stuff. And everybody in my band, well, not everybody, but some of them, they always said, you should do an Alice show since you've got this stuff, right? And I always said no, because I was in a Kiss tribute band before that. And it's like, nobody does Alice right. And I don't want to do it not 100% Alice. Because it's hard to see him done right. I've seen tribute bands, and it just doesn't work. He's a tough one to do. And I always told him no. And one day we're sitting at a gig, and the guys are like, hey, you should do this band. And I was getting tired of them saying it, right? So I said, all right, I know how to end this right now. And I got a hold of Cheryl and Alice, and I said, would you guys be okay with me getting a Frank and Alice made and stuff, thinking they're going to say no, that's our show, that's what we do? Because I'd actually gotten a hold of Ed before that and wanted it. He goes, I can't make that for you unless Alice says it's okay. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. They're going to say no, and I never have to hear this again. So I get a hold of them, and not 10 minutes later, Cheryl gets back to me and says, Alice says, of course, he loves you, wants you to do the show, gives you his blessings. Do the show. Wonders why you're not doing it already. So
that just amazes
and
me.
And so I looked up to God, and I screamed, no! Because I was seriously not wanting to do it, because it was so important to do it right that I didn't think I could get the mission accomplished. And then I got a hold of Ed, and everything's been a ride from there. It's been a blessing.
That's funny to me, though, because you're so good at it. It's like you were born to do it, and you're like, I didn't know you were tentative about this thing.
I knew I could do a great 15 minutes of it, but I didn't know if I could do a whole night.
Wow.
And so we've done a bunch of shows since then, and we actually now, because Alice said yes, I felt like we couldn't just take it and run and act like, oh, we're the greatest people on the earth now. Let's go do the Alice show. I said, we have to make it about a reason now. We can't just go do it and make a lot of money and feel good about ourselves. We have to do it for something else. It can't be about us. And so since Alice has this Solid Rock Teen Center, I said, let's do it for the teen center, for the kids. I'm 50 years old. I got my first paycheck in the entertainment business in 1984. So I've been blessed to have the life of a rock star without owing a record company a dime. So I've toured the world. I've done thousands of performances in front of millions of people around the world. And I would have loved a place like his place, the way I grew up. So I thought, let's help other kids get to do what we've been blessed to do. So now that's what we do in this machine here. Actually gives you a token of the Alice Cooper Hall of Fame medallion. And on the back of it, there's a serial number. And you get a hold of Alice's website, punch in your serial number, and they draw names and send out autographed Alice Cooper stuff, posters,
yeah,
T-shirts.
It's an unbelievable deal, yeah.
Yeah, and the kids get the money. It all goes to the kids.
Nice. This is what looks like a slot machine, basically.
Yeah, basically a slot machine.
But it's just a medallion, and you can't see it on the radio here, but there's a medallion, and you get it, and it all goes to the thing. And
that's a great cause.
So we're doing it for the kids, and you know, that's what's important. I think it's... You have to at some point realize you've been blessed and now help the next guys get there. So
yeah, just a side note, I was like the biggest Alice Cooper nerd in the world. And
join the club.
Yeah, and because there was nothing like it. I loved rock. I loved, you know, really good music. And I love Dallas Cooper because he brought the monsters to the stage. And so that combination just really super triggered me as a kid. And so, you know, it just, when Bobby showed up, it's like, wow, it goes on. You know, because Alice is getting up there. He's still doing fantastic shows and stuff. But, you know, maybe Bobby will carry it on for another 30 years or something.
I say it's like Zorro. Everybody loves Zorro, right? You watch Zorro and it's great, but always in every Zorro story, there's another guy trying to be Zorro, and he puts on the mask and angers the real Zorro.
Evil Zorro.
And at some point, the real guy goes, all right, let me just show you how to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by the end of the movie, you love the new guy, and it continues. And,
right, right.
You know, and what a great thing to do. I've done millions of impersonations of all the different guys who are famous, from Kiss to Ozzy to AC/DC, but like Ed was saying, Alice brings the monsters and the Halloween and the everything. He's Dracula, he's Jekyll and Hyde, he's all things in one, and you get to get your head cut off. And
That's the best part, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah.
And you make the heads for Alice Cooper's guillotine.
Well, we sell the heads. This isn't a sales pitch, but it is. We sell the cut-off heads that are out of the original molds that we made for Alice, and also the Franken-Alice head. We don't sell the whole costume, but we sell the head. We've got licensing to do that, and that's pretty cool. It's pretty big. But, it's just been our association with Alice through the years, through Brutal Planet and his album, his Brutal Planet CD. And I don't know. It's just been kind of a magical experience to actually have him all over my walls when I was a teenager, and then he's in my office singing the Brutal Planet song. It's been a wild ride. Now here Bobby is. I'm standing next to essentially Alice Cooper and Bubbles, his snake.
Yeah.
Bubbles is adorable.
Well,
nice and docile.
Even
I like
Alice it. Says he's playing the part of Alice. Underneath there's still Vincent Bernier.
Yes, that's right, Vincent.
And at the end of the night after the show, he's back to wondering what the score is for the Tigers game or something. And so, you know, we're gonna keep it going, and hopefully someday I teach somebody else how to be the Alice.
Nice. Next generation.
Yeah.
And there you go.
And it continues for thousands of years, like Beethoven or, you know, Shakespeare.
Now that's a thought. Alice Cooper played by the Philharmonic in like year 3000. That would be something.
Let's make that happen.
Well, actually,
get the wheels going now.
I hate to bum you out, but he's done that. And right before COVID, he was in Germany doing shows with an orchestra.
No way. I didn't know this.
And when COVID happened, they had to stop that. And that was his last show, was doing it with the German orchestra, like their symphonic, whatever their name would be.
I don't know. I guess I think I'm
too... So he beats us to the punch even on our thoughts.
Yeah.
just to prove he's past, present, and future when it comes to this stuff.
Amazing guy.
Now, how much of this stuff can people buy? I mean, obviously, you said not everything, but people can buy Alice Cooper merchandise off Distortions.
Yes. At this point, the cutoff head that was out of the molds that we make, the guillotine cutoff head, and the Franken-Alice are the only two products we have licensed.
Okay.
But they're pretty cool. And, a lot of people, I think someday they'll realize, oh, I didn't know that was available. Now I can't get it. It's one of those, like the Alien from Giger's Alien. You know, we sold those. Nobody cared. Could hardly get them in the retail stores because they were so expensive, which was, they cost $85.
Oh.
Now if you get one for $10,000, you're lucky. So I feel like it's kind of like that. I don't know. You never know the future. But it's one of those things we just threw in there and, you know.
But you can find those on distortions.com.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. I guess the big question now is, are you wearing the Von Caron straight jackets like Alice does?
You know, I've been discussing that with them, and hopefully by the end of this weekend we can make a deal.
Excellent. Yes, they're a fine sponsor of our show, so we had to have.
And they're right across the aisle from us, I told Bobby about them.
Excellent. Well, Ed, it's always great to talk to you here.
Great,
Bobby,
a
pleasure
to
meet you, sir. Where can people get more information about you, the Almost Cooper, and all that?
Just go to almostcooper.com and Almost Cooper on Facebook.
Now that COVID's sort of winding itself through and all that, are there plans to go back on tour?
We've been booking shows for the past month. We've got a summer booked. So,
can I just say one more thing?
Of course.
This is not just about the show. I mean, the music's really good. I mean, he really does Alice Cooper, and it's loud and crazy and so forth. So it's close to going to see Alice Cooper as you can.
Well, I've seen him a couple times, and he puts on a great show,
yes.
So I can't wait to.
And you're really
check
singing. You know, no lip syncing,
no,
right?
No, there's no lip syncing. It's my voice. And the beautiful part about it is, because Alice has seen the show, he says it's the Alice Cooper show with a different cast. No different than seeing Jesus Christ Superstar or Grease in L.A. and then flying to New York and seeing that same show. It's going to be a same show, just different people doing
right.
it.
And what about for people wanting information on the charity and the people can help the kids?
You can go to our page. We have got a special dedicated page that links you directly up to Alice's. Solid Rock Teen Centers, or you just go to AliceCooperSolidRockTeenCenter.com and
nice.
You can do that. But we have a donate button right on our page that takes you right there. So if you go to AlmosCooper.com, which I always say is easier to remember than 17names.com, and you can get there.
Excellent. So. You know, it always is wonderful to know that people in the scariest industry on earth always seem to be the most charitable and always seem to do the most for the help.
They're like the nicest. They've got all these bloodthirsty zombies dripping blood, and they're like the nicest people ever. I don't know how that works.
Absolutely.
But it's great.
And we have a couple of the charities out here, you know, Haunters Against Hate here and some others. So, you know, it's always great. And again, Ed, a pleasure to speak to you here
so
at Transworld. Bobby, wish you nothing but success
Thank
on the
you.
Tour and everything. And Bubbles, I hope you get a nice, big, juicy rat sometime in the near future when I'm far away.
He smells of rat.
Oh boy.
No, not me.
Once again, folks, this is Drew Badger here live in St. Louis at Transworld for the Big Scary Show, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.